Has extended this invitation for whatever reason. I just want you to know that I agree 100% with Brother Larry tonight. There's some people here that need salvation. I can't save nobody. I can't convince nobody. But the gospel has been preached and the message has been given. And if the Holy Ghost is touching your heart, you ought to respond to Him in a positive sense. Amen. It's been in my heart to see some people saved, some preachers' children and grandchildren and some singers' children. That's been on my heart. The Monday morning before the week before camp meeting started, me and Brother Taylor was praying that morning, and I got to praying for my granddaughter and these others that have been on my heart. And lo and behold, on Monday night, right in behind here where we live, she's a shooting basketball. And it got dark. And Sam, men were over here. Me and Jordan came over here. I went back home. She's still shooting basketballs after 9 o'clock. And Nana went outside and said, "Don't you want to come in?" She said, "Well, Nana, I can see." I went upstairs, get ready to go to bed, and all of a sudden I heard Nana holler great big, said, "Come down here." Said, "Reese wants to get saved." Said she come in the door just a weeping. She said, "Nana, I don't want to go to hell. I'm lost." Said Jesus is a working on me. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you He's a working on some of you. And you ought to listen to His voice. Hallelujah. She got saved that night. And then God saved Charlie Safer the next night. Brother Rick's grandson then saved his granddaughter the next night on Wednesday. And then I had my other grandson, Jace, got saved on Thursday. And Preston Bumgarner got saved on Friday. And there's a couple people saved that Sunday. God saved somebody every weeknight that week. And I'm just here to tell you, He can save you tonight. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to sing two verses and two choruses. You listen to Him. You listen to Him tonight. Amen.
Oh, do not let thy world depart and close thine eyes against the light. Poor sinner, be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Will
the burden of God's man. I have all the confidence in the world. My heart is as His heart. I've got the same burden, and I'm a looking for God to do His work. Hallelujah. You say, well, now God's the one that does it all. You're exactly right. Ain't one of us can save anybody. But that doesn't relieve us of our responsibility to carry a burden and have a heavy heaviness and intercede in prayer. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody called my name out. Somebody took me to the throne room. Somebody took you to the throne room. And you need to do the same for your children and your grandchildren and your family and others. Appreciate this day. It's been a wonderful day in the Lord. And we've come down to the last day of the meeting. Tomorrow morning and then tomorrow night, Brother Dane will be preaching in the morning. Tomorrow night, Brother Leonard Fletcher and Brother Larry Winkler will be preaching in the service. You come back and be with us. Lord willing, the Agee family will be singing for us tomorrow night. If you've never heard this family, you need to hear them sing. They are a blessing. They will be with us tomorrow evening in the service. Now we're going to say the blessing. We want all of our preachers, out-of-town guests, singers to go across. We'll feed you and we'll fellowship together. I do know that Mike Blanton and Evidence have CDs available. I know Miss Kim, the Rogers family does. There's books that are over there that can be bought, and Bibles, different things. You go by and see it. There's CDs on the back table of services. Don't forget our website, TaylorsvilleBCM.org. You can listen to anything up to tonight on our website. It'll be uploaded this service tonight, and you can hear anything. What? Yes. Thank you, Jordan, for reminding me of that. I want us, as we pray, to remember Miss Martha Britton. Now, most of you don't know who she is, but I want to tell you, she's a godly lady. She worked at Snyder Mills for years. She's labored and served her God, and she's not well physically. In fact, she's fell 3 different times today, and her daughter asked for us to pray for her, and we want to lift her up to the Lord. So as we pray, you remember her. You come back tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. Father, I want to thank you this evening for your manifested presence. I want to thank you that you do love sinners and that you died on the cross for us and you were buried and that you resurrected. That is the essence of the gospel. May you make that real to people's hearts and lives here tonight that are unsaved. Father, I pray that you would help Miss Martha Britton and God undertake for her need. Thank you for the blessing she's been to my life. And Lord, you work on her behalf. Bless, I pray, the meal and the fellowship together. And I thank you for what you're doing around this place. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.